We just heard mention of Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants. He's just 7 home runs away from topping baseball legend Hank Aaron's lifetime total of 755. That record has stood untouched for more than 3 decades. Normally, this kind of milestone would elicit giddy anticipation among baseball fans, but ongoing allegations of steroid use continue to dog Bonds, and observers wonder just what kind of celebration Bonds will or won't receive. Well, satirist Bruce Kluger and David Slavin have an idea.
Welcome back, sports fans. I'm Ken Johnson.
And I'm Joe Neely.
And we're awaiting what could be an historic moment in baseball history. Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants needs just 1 home run to break Hank Aaron's major league record of 755. This crowd is on the edge of their seats, wouldn't you say, Joe?
Oh, you bet, Ken. There must be almost 4,500 people here tonight. You can feel the excitement in the stand.
The man of the hour, Barry Bonds, steps up to the plate. He digs in, and he's ready. And the pitch. Fastball in there for strike one. Barry calls for time, removes his batting helmet, wipes his unusually large head.
That looks like he's using a beach towel, Ken.
Okay, Bonds back into the batter's box. Rodriguez peers in, kicks and deals. It's a well-hit fly ball, deep to right.
This could be it.
And it is gone.
Oh, baby.
He did it.
Oh. Baby.
Barry Bonds has hit his 756th home run. Just listen to this crowd. Barry rounds first, touches second, steps on third, and he's heading for home.
Doesn't look like anyone is actually at home plate to greet him, Ken. Obviously, his teammates have graciously decided to let Barry have this moment all to himself.
Baseball has a new home run king, Barry Bonds. The game has been stopped, and a short on-field ceremony is about to begin. As we told you earlier, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig will be unable to attend tonight's festivities. He has to be home. He's waiting for the cable guy.
Those appointments are hard to schedule, Ken.
And how?
But he's sent a big star to take his place on the field tonight, 2006 Tour de France champion Floyd Landis. Mm. Oh, listen to the hand Floyd gets from this crowd.
Floyd will be presenting Barry with a 2008 Pontiac G6, courtesy of General Wait, I've just been handed a note. General Motors will not be participating in tonight's ceremony. Instead, Barry will receive a brand new 5-speed bicycle from the good folks at Schwinn.
Ken, the bike people don't want their name used either.
And what a beauty it is.
Black and orange tassels on the handlebars. It's even got a little bell. Oh, Barry looks stunned. He seems to be yelling something at the Schwinn
bike representative.
We don't have a mic on the field, but it looks like he's saying, thank you.
But that's not all, Joe. Barry will also be getting a phone call from the President of the United... Correction, I'm now being told he'll be getting a hand-delivered letter from a congressional committee instead.
That's good, too.
It must be a note of congratulations for a job well done.
It's just too bad the crowd won't be here to see it, though, Ken. They're already filing out of the stadium in droves. Probably just too emotional for them.
No doubt. Well, it's in the history books, ladies and gentlemen. Barry Bonds is your new home run champ. And we'll be right back after this message from Honey Nut Balcos, the real breakfast of champions. What a night.
What a game.
Satirist Bruce Kluger and David Slavin with Joe Narciso.